that's the question I get asked a lot. Right now, we got two guys we're working there just to see. Caden, the Brody Lankman, that's actually going to be playing receiver for us. He's a heck of an athlete. He's not been working at quarterback at all, but he's a heck of an athlete, young kid who's going to step into the sophomore and play for us a lot. I mean, we're going to rely on him a lot. But the two guys we're looking at names are Caden DeYoung and Zane Reed. And we're still trying to figure that out even today.
Defensively, coach, how does that look on that side of the ball? And what are the spots that you're most comfortable with defensively going into the opener?
Oh, you know, like I said, those three guys that I mentioned up front. I mean, we're going to be we got some size up front for our standards. We got Colin Briggs up front at D line, and then Skyler Todd, Caden DeYoung, and Brandon Hamilton. Those four guys will really help us up front. I think we're going to be better, be good up there, just as good as we've been in the past. And then in the secondary, we have Brett Emmett playing linebacker as a senior coming in. We expect him to really be a big key player for us. And then adding Cameron Jones at safety just to clean it up and make big plays for us back there. Those are our keys defensively. I think those guys will really step up and be big for us on the defense side of the ball.
I was at Trenton's Jamboree on Friday, and I was close enough to Coach Hickson when he was talking with the guys after the Jamboree. And, of course, Trenton went 2-8, so they struggled last year, and they're trying to get things going in a good direction. He was really pushing how there's a 1,000% difference between hoping you can win and believing you can win. Is that the biggest thing that this group over the last 2-3 years has done for your program, Coach, aside from the wins and losses, just the fact that at Pattonsburg there's an expectation now that once you hit the field, you're going to find a way to win a game?
Absolutely. I think our expectations are set from the beginning of the year, and some people may think it's a little crazy. I mean, our expectations are state championship. That's our goal, and our guys know that. Even after losing those big names, people talk and you hear different people talking, but our kids know that our expectations are win, and we're going to find a way. We're going to do the best we can and find ways to do that. And I expect our guys we put on the field. I mean, we're going to field the best eight every week in and week out, and we expect to win football games. And there's no hope. I don't think we're not hoping to win. We know how to win now after these past couple of years. I mean, back-to-back state semifinals, we're hopefully to break that this year.